This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Governor Jared Polis signed a sweeping gun control bill into law this afternoon. The measure will make it illegal to sell a wide range of guns with detachable magazines, unless buyers can show they've gone through training and have a permit. Supporters say the new law will limit the damage inflicted during mass shootings. Democratic State Senator Tom Sullivan was a bill sponsor. His son Alex was killed during the 2012 attack on an Aurora movie theater.
We can't afford not to do all we can to change the continuing impact of gun violence.
Colorado gun dealers say the law will significantly hurt their businesses when it goes into effect next summer. Gun rights group Rocky Mountain Gun Owners says it plans to challenge the law in court. The number of Coloradans hospitalized with respiratory viruses is dropping after a winter with a lot of flu cases. That's according to the state health department. There are almost 100 people in the hospital with RSV, about 70 with influenza, and almost 40 with COVID-19. At the peak this winter, the combined total was around 600, with flu accounting for most cases. Snowpack is below average in southern Colorado so far this season. Monitoring stations in the upper Rio Grande River Basin show 63% of normal, while the Arkansas is at 72%. Levels in the southwest part of the state are also low, while the northern river basins are closer to normal. Snowpack refers to the accumulation of snow in the mountains. Below average likely means less water flowing in Colorado's rivers this year. You are listening to CPR News. Stay with us. It is 5:06.